It's 2 o'clock. Here's the news with Vanessa.
I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports and weather. The Road Safety Association has issued a warning following a concerning spike in pedestrian accidents, linking the danger, among other causes, to the use of phones by all road users. Last week alone, 9 pedestrians were struck by vehicles, several sustaining serious injuries. Paul Hamelman, president of the RSA, described the situation on our roads as unspeakable in an interview today with RTL. The European Union has hit X with a €120 million fine for breaking its digital rules, in a move that risks a fresh clash with US President Donald Trump's administration. Imposing the first ever fine under its powerful Digital Services Act on content, the EU said it was hitting X for non-compliance with transparency rules, including through the deceptive design of its blue checkmark. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump's administration said in a long-awaited new strategy document today that the United States will shift from its historic global role toward increasing dominance in Latin America and vigorously fighting migration. The strategy also brutally criticized allies in Europe and said that the U.S. will champion opponents to the European Union-led values, including on immigration. Finally, Russian President Vladimir Putin said today he was ready to continue uninterrupted shipments of fuel to India, as New Delhi faces heavy U.S. pressure to stop buying oil from Moscow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is hosting Putin at a summit in New Delhi dominated by energy, defense, and trade talks, thanked the Russian leader for his unwavering commitment to India. Turning now to sport. Istanbul prosecutors have ordered the arrest of 46 people, among them 29 football players, as part of a sprawling investigation into illegal betting on Turkish matches. Among the players, 27 are suspected of having bet on matches involving their own teams. One was Metehan Baltacı, who plays for reigning Turkish champions Galatasaray. Earlier this month, he had been suspended for 9 months over the betting scandal. And in cricket, a relentless Australia have seized a 44-run lead over England in the day-night second Ashes test in Brisbane, with aggressive opener Jake Weatherald and Steve Smith leading the charge. By stumps, the hosts had not only reeled in England's first innings 334, but raced clear, ending a draining day two on 378 for six. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The weather is due to remain grey and cloudy but dry today, with an expected high of 6 degrees. Right now, it's 4 degrees.